Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre-imposed bronchitis spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder on 5825. Mrs. Watson performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/28/25. There's been no significant change period. In the current study, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, moderate restrictive and obstructive lung disease showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Cornelison. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 5825, Mrs. Cornelison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/11/25. There's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator flow rates period, new paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction, showing some improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Fowler. This goes to Van Tanner, PA. On 5825, Mrs. Fowler performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/4/25, there's been no significant change. Period. In paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 5825, Mrs. Presley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 2/13/25. There's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5825, Mr. Peacock performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates and insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, a mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change period. Next is a 12 EDKG on patient Emery Rars, R-A-H-R-S. On 5825, Mr. Rars performed a 12 EDKG period. Patient has a sinus bradycardia with first degree heart block period. QRS complex is otherwise normal. TOA is normal. Period. New paragraph impression. Sinus bradycardia with first degree heart block. Next. 12 EDKG on Tammy Sayer, S-A-Y-R-E, on 5825. Mrs. Sayer performed a 12 EDKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. P waves appear to be peaked, which may indicate right atrial enlargement. QRS complex is normal, period, two waves, normal, period, and paragraph impression, P waves, period, thank you.